didn't take long for a tornado to do devastating damage. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Two people were killed when a twister touched down in northern Michigan yesterday. Much of the downtown area of Gaylord was decimated.
It took probably about 3 minutes for the tornado to go through town. It was moving fairly quickly. The storm was moving about 55 miles an hour. So that's fairly quick. The storm, we believe, as a rough estimate, was on the ground for approximately 26 minutes.
John Boris with the National Weather Service. One of the victims died in a mobile home park that officials say was about 95% destroyed. Much of the town's power was knocked out. A state of emergency has been declared. A candid phone conversation between the leaders of Finland and Turkey as Turkey expresses concerns about Finland's intent to join NATO amid Russia's war in Ukraine. In a tweet, the Finnish president said the two countries will commit to each other's security. Turkey is worried about Finland's ties to the Kurds. Renewed commitment to the alliance between the U.S. and South Korea. President Biden is in Seoul, where talks were largely focused on North Korea's nuclear program. Some wisdom from America's top military officer to the graduating class of cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
General Mark Milley told the approximately 1,000 graduates that they are becoming newly commissioned lieutenants in a time of fundamental change and unique challenge for America, the likes of which have not been seen since the end of World War II.
It will be your generation that will carry the burden and shoulder the responsibility to maintain the peace.
Milley specifically singled out Russia and China as examples of those who want to upset and change the current world order.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Desperately needed baby formula is on its way to the U.S. from Europe. Military aircraft are transporting hundreds of pallets of hypoallergenic formula. Many parents across the country have been struggling to feed their babies amid a deepening shortage. The White House had been hoping that a public health order would be lifted Monday at our southern border, but a federal judge is keeping it in place for now.
A judge is not satisfied with their post-Title 42 plan. And so in this ruling, part of it says the record supports the plaintiff state's position that the termination order will result in increased border crossings and that, based on the government's estimates, the increase may be as high as threefold. And that could crush border towns with limited resources.
Fox's Peter Ducey, the Department of Justice, is appealing. A statewide recount is likely in Pennsylvania, where the contest for an open U.S. Senate seat is too close to call. As of yesterday afternoon, Republican Mehmet Oz was leading David McCormick by just over 1,000 votes. If a recount is triggered, the results of the race may not be known until early June. New leadership is coming in Australia.
Despite millions of votes yet to be counted, Australia's Conservative Prime Minister Scott Morrison conceding to opposition leader Anthony Albanese. The Labour Party on its way to grabbing a majority of the 151 seats in the House of Representatives. It's the party's first win since 2007. An Australian Prime Minister must attend a summit in Tokyo on Tuesday, and Morrison said he wants the country to be able to move forward with certainty. The Labour Party has promised more financial assistance and a robust social safety net as Australia grapples with the highest inflation since 2001 and soaring housing prices.
That's Fox's Samantha Liebman. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.